Are you doing any traveling? Rick, is it Shawnee? Is the CEO of Fair Compare? Producer Elif just whispered in my ear, Sini. Hey, are you there, Rick?
I am here. Good afternoon.
Do you get that? Sini, Shawnee, it's spelled S-E-A-N-E-Y. Is that right?
Yeah, it's correct. It's Sini. I've been called a lot worse, though.
What kind of name is Sini? S-E-A-N-E-Y. I haven't seen that before.
It's kind of weird. It's a mixture of Irish and German and all amalgamated together over the years.
Yeah. Or so you think.
Maybe you should take one of those tests.
So I think, yeah, I was listening to the previous segment. So I'm shocked, but I don't really know. Want to know.
You're the CEO of Fair Compare. What does faircompare.com do?
Yeah, Fair Compare is a airfare shopping website. We don't actually sell tickets on the website, but we do shop for all the different sources of airfare directly on the airlines and on the online agencies as well. And we also have the world's largest database of airfare. So we do a bunch of work with our technical geeks to mine out what the best days to fly, the cheapest days to fly, when you should go, when you should buy, all sorts of tips and tricks like that.
USA Today Today had an article featuring you the other day, and it described how if you want to travel, you should know what the best day of the week and time of the year is to buy the ticket. What are the general rules about that?
Yeah, so for domestic U.S. travel, the cheapest 3 days to fly and are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday, with Wednesday actually being the actual cheapest. So if you're taking a trip, and even if you can break up half your trip and leave on one of those 3 days, you'll get at least half the benefit of the cheaper prices. If you're looking to go to Europe, for example, transatlantic Monday through Thursday are your cheapest days to fly. They have what's called midweek and weekend pricing, and weekend pricing typically anywhere from $40 to $80 more per round trip ticket.
Are tickets more expensive, say, flying out of Chicago in January and February because people want to get away from cold weather? Or is there any seasonality to ticket prices that way?
Yeah, sure. There is seasonality, but typically when it's cold, generally the prices are a little bit cheaper, especially January and February. Those are sort of the two cheapest months to fly. And that's mainly because kids are back in school and there's just less demand for airline tickets. People aren't traveling down to the Caribbean. They aren't traveling to beaches. They're not traveling as much. There's a handful of empty middle seats, and that means there's typically cheaper prices, especially on those cheaper days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday.
So are you saying that if I wanted to fly to San Diego or North Carolina or Miami before the 1st of March, rather than having bought the ticket last fall, I should wait till the 1st of the year? I should wait until about now and then buy it so that I'm traveling on a Wednesday? Is that correct?
Yeah, so actually departing on a Wednesday or returning on a Wednesday or a Tuesday. So the three most expensive days are Monday, Friday, and Sunday. Monday, because all business travelers are leaving to go consult wherever they're consulting across the nation. Friday, when they come back, and Thursday afternoon when they come back. And then Sunday, everybody wants to extend their trip to Sunday evening, especially if they're taking a weekend trip. And airlines know this, and they see all that demand, and they charge accordingly. So they'll charge more for those particular days. It's much slower on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Some empty middle seats. The airline's automated systems automatically kick in cheaper prices when they sense weakness in demand, and that's when you see those cheaper prices. So you can actually buy your ticket a little bit too early. So if you're buying your ticket 6 months out, for example, that's way too early to buy a domestic ticket. You want to start shopping about 3 months ahead of time. That's when the airlines start kicking in and start throwing in some of the cheaper seats. So if you're buying your ticket outside of 3 months, you're paying maybe the fifth, sixth, or seventh cheapest price. But they start probing around 3 months and dumping in some of the cheap stuff just to test to see if historically the same sort of sales are happening as they did last year.
Right.
And if you're buying inside of 30 days, you're playing right into the airline's hands because they have 30-day, 21-day, 14-day, and 7-day advance purchase airfares. They get progressively more expensive. And if you're buying inside of 14 days, the airlines are going to treat you like your boss is buying your ticket, and they're going to charge you 2 to 3 times more. That's so what they call business traveler rates or last-minute tickets.
So the 60 days between 3 months out and 1 month out, that is the sweet spot for domestic travel.
Exactly. And it's a little bit lengthier if you're going transatlantic. People tend to shop a little earlier because the tickets are more expensive. So that window is around 5 months when they start to drop in some of the cheaper stuff for transatlantic travel.
And does it matter the day of the week that you buy the ticket? Does it ever matter when you're purchasing the ticket, these guidelines notwithstanding? Monday through Friday, there's no... Because I'm thinking about availability. Maybe that affects the price. But it doesn't really matter, right, which day of the week you purchase a ticket?
It does to some degree. So just generally, every route is different, and everyone has more or less competition, and so the airlines manage everything at the route. So Amsterdam may be way cheaper than, for example, Rome, for example. So it's hard to say on a particular day. But if you're looking for a sale fare, generally what happens the way sale fares are filed is the marketers at the airline come to work on Monday. They set up their radio campaigns, set up their media buys. They file the airfares late Monday night, and then they hit the system in the morning around 10 a.m. on Tuesday. And then the other airlines actually don't get to see their prices until they hit the system, so then they start matching Tuesday afternoon. So typically Tuesday to Thursday, if you're looking for a sale fare, is the best time to shop.
All right, so if I wanted to fly to South Carolina and get away from the cold, I'm going to buy it on a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, sometime after Tuesday at 10 a.m., and I'm going to make that purchase 3 months out, but not as close as 30 days before I travel. No, but I mean, I think I can get my head around that. This all makes sense. And by the
way,
he tracks these things on his website. Rick Cini's on a phone line, the CEO of FareCompare.com, and I'll post this as well on my Facebook page. I'm WGN King John. Are those sale days, Tuesday through Thursday, applicable for international travel as well?
They are. It's mostly for domestic, but just generally airfare sales are filed when the marketers are ready to file them, and then they can put out emails and a variety of other stuff. And they don't tend to like to do that on the weekends because they like to be out playing soccer with their kids on the weekends. So just generally it happens on Monday and Tuesday, and that's when and a lot of times there's a lot of people shopping on Tuesday as well historically, because they come in, most people come to work on a Monday, get a lot of their work done,
right,
and then they get a little bit of free time to shop on Tuesday when boss isn't looking. So there's also a historical marketing reason for doing it on Tuesday as well.
Okay, we have lots of texts, 312-981-7200. You can text your question to 312-981-7200 or call that number, and we'll put you on the radio. You can interact with Rick Cini yourself. The questions we'll ask him to respond to include, what about holidays and spring break? What happens then? And does the purchase equation change? What about Hawaii, says 773? And about 23andMe and connecting with siblings or half-siblings via that. John, I found my half-sister November 6th through 23andMe. She died December 23rd. I am so thankful I got to know her. Okay, lots of texts about travel. Our guest will answer them. You can be on the line. Rick Cini is the CEO of a company that doesn't sell you travel tickets, but it'll tell you when the best time to buy them is. And where. It's called FareCompare.com. You're really missing the boat there, Rick. You got to sell tickets. That's where the money is to be made, right?
Well, we do get a little advertising revenue from the site, but you'll end up either on one of the airline sites, American, Delta, United, for example, or you'll end up in an online travel agency site. So comparison shopping is the best way to shop for air travel. Generally, if you're going to individual airline websites, you're not seeing the full market.
Well, what about that, though? So you've been telling us strategies for when to buy tickets for domestic and international travel. Is it generally the same rule of thumb that you've described for all of the airlines, or is Southwest different than American, say?
They pretty much all match each other. You have four airlines domestically that control 82% of traffic in the United States. That's American, Delta, United, and Southwest. And they monitor each other very closely. So none of them can afford to be $1 more than their competitor, because if they are, they're on page 15 of shopping results.
Oh, yeah.
So as soon as one of them drops their price, the other one, it has to match within a certain amount of time. Typically, that either takes overnight or during the day, they probably usually match within 4 or 5 hours, depending on when they load their fares.
I understand that, but then
just generally they're matching each other, yeah.
Is your advice then, too, if you don't like the number you see today, go back tomorrow? Are the prices that fluid?
They are super fluid. I mean, you have, in theory, every time you make a query for an airline price, the inventory system could give you a different amount. There's literally millions of airfare changes that can happen each day as well. But you don't want to do that if you're inside 30 days. You want to make sure you shop a little early. So if you don't like the price, you have some extra time within that sort of two-month window between 3 months before departure and 1 month before departure. You don't really want to get inside that one-month mark. That's when airlines really know what you're doing. So, for example, on spring break, every airline knows every spring break of every school district in the United States, and they raise their prices accordingly on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday leaving and Saturday and Sunday returning, bracketing spring break. But if you were to cut your trip down to leaving on a Tuesday, coming back on a Saturday and Sunday, typically you can save 20 to 40% just by staying 5 nights instead of 6 or 7 nights, for example.
Here's some specific questions from our listeners. Be as brief with your answer as you can. Hey, John, I'm going to Cancun in July for a wedding. When's the best time to buy a ticket flying from Chicago?
Start shopping in late February. That's the best time to shop for that trip.
Best way to get guaranteed seats together. Guaranteed seats together.
Yeah, it's difficult to do in some cases. So sometimes you may want to split tickets. I'll give you a little bit longer answer. There's a glitch or a feature in the reservation systems of all airlines. Everybody has to be at the same price, even if you have a party of four and there's three cheaper seats. So the tip is shop for one, shop for four. If you see a difference on the same flight, split your ticket purchase so you get some of the cheaper seats and not get everybody lifted up. And in that case, if you have to split your purchase, you do have to hit the 24-hour mark. So if you don't want to prepay to get your seat assignment, and many people do prepay for that, there's a fee for that. But at 23 hours, 59 minutes, and 59 seconds, if you make sure you make that, you request your seats at that point, you'll be likely to get your seats together as a family.
John, what about Hawaii? Do any of the rules change when folks are leaving from Chicago to Hawaii?
It doesn't change that much. They do have seasons in Hawaii. The most expensive season is Christmas time, so the last 2 weeks of December and the first week of January is the most expensive. There's some times in the summer, early summer, when kids get out of school initially, where the prices are a bit higher, but later in the summer when kids start to go back to school, late August, great time to go. And then if you can go in January and February, before excluding President's Day weekend, which is in mid-February, you'll also find some good deals in there as well.
Okay, so right now is a good time to, I'm confused now, is right now a good time to go or a good time to buy a ticket? Maybe both, huh?
Yeah, both, actually, in this case. So if you're shopping for outside of spring break and before the first few weeks of summer, which is the first couple weeks in June, perfect time to start shopping for Hawaii. You're right in that three-month window for sort of late March, April purchases. Just know that if it's your spring break weekend in your city, you can be rest assured that there will be no good deals. There's only better bad deals on that particular occasion.
But if I navigated around spring break, and spring break doesn't happen in January and February,
you're perfect time to fly right now.
But you must appreciate how apprehensive that would make somebody. If my family is going to, I'm going to take vacation time and we're going to save a few thousand dollars and we're going to fly to Hawaii and do the big Hawaii trip from Chicago, putting it off until 45 days before we fly would give me anxiety at night. I would rather have this, you know, paid for 6 months in advance. But you're telling me that I'm a fool if I do that because I'm just going to overpay, right?
Just generally, if you buy inside of 30 days, you're going to end up overpaying for your ticket. Now, there are cases when price goes down a bit. If you're buying inside of 30 days, you're playing right into the airline.
I know that, but all right, so suppose I wait 45 days or 50 days or 60
that's
days.
That's not bad.
But that's...
Yeah,
but
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'll quit making the point, but it's just like I don't know how people plan their vacations, but I would imagine they like to have some of these details nailed down more than 50 days before they fly. And you're saying, Mom, Dad, relax. The planes will be there. Don't buy your ticket until 2 months before you go or 45 or 50 days before you go, right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm saying. We actually take in over 1 billion searches worldwide and watch those for the last 3 or 4 years and know everything there is to know about the behavior of all those shopping requests. And you know, there are times when, a few times when the price will get slightly cheaper at the last minute, very rarely. So, you know, if you're willing to be in the 90 to 95% range to wait and you feel like that's the case. Now, on the flip side, I don't have a problem with people buying their tickets early if they're uncomfortable and all they are really going to save is $20 or $30 and they'd rather, you know, have that peace of mind. But when you have hundreds of dollars, in some cases, especially on Hawaii trips and European trips, you definitely want to shop at the right time.
This listener from 224 says, how do I get cheap tickets to Asia on short notice, like flying next week? Thanks.
It's difficult to do. So Asia is kind of an interesting market because it's not really a tourist destination market. It's mostly business travel into Asia. And a lot of the flights are nonstop out of the West Coast. There are a few flights from sort of Dallas, Chicago, for example. But if you're going into Asia, the prices don't fluctuate as much. The seasons don't fluctuate as much. At the last minute, just generally at the last minute, the best way to get an expensive ticket like that is to use your miles or to barter with a friend that has miles. That's the best way to do it. If you're going at the last minute, also look at packages. So especially at the last minute when ticket prices and you're looking at a coach ticket to Asia and it's $1,600 or $1,800, if you look at a package, you could do air and hotel where they pre-negotiate the rates. Maybe it's $1,400, for example, for the air and the hotel. Even if you want to toss the hotel because you don't need it, it'll be cheaper than the air in some cases.
Pat, real quick, what was your question? Where are you going? What can we do for you?
Hi. If you are going on an international trip with an organized tour company, is it better to buy your airline ticket yourself or have the tour company buy it?
It depends. Some tour companies that are really large can have negotiated discount fares in some cases for their groups. That's sort of group buying power. Many of them don't. Definitely what you want to do is you want to know what the public price is for that trip so that when they do say, hey, by the way, we're buying that ticket for you, it's $900 or $1,100, and you can come back and say, well, the public marketplace is only $600 for that ticket right now. So you do want to be able to negotiate a bit with them.
We're out of time. Thanks for the call, Pat. Thanks for all the texts. You got to come back on with us. Lots of calls, lots of texts, and you've got good information, Rick Cini. I appreciate you helping us out today.
Great. Thank you.
The website, one more time, is faircompare.com.